we at American Motors never had the reputation for building hot, sporty cars. Then we built the Javelin.
Hello, mon ami. You wish to race with me?
No. Merci.
Very well.
It can go from 0 to 60 in 7.86 seconds. Now we have the reputation for building hot, sporty cars.
Your wheels for 35 years. Talk Radio 790 KABC is proud to present the one and only Motorman, Leon Kaplan.
That's right, folks. Say hallelujah and welcome to the, well, a couple of power-packed hours of the one and only Motorman show. Good morning, everyone. I am the Motorman, where I talk about all things motorized. If it hums, purrs, or moves people in any capacity, I love to talk about it. But I love talking to you as well. Yes, this is a real radio show. I like to call it a real radio show. It's not an infomercial. It's here basically to help you. I usually say, let me be your second opinion. But I'd like to say, let me be your first opinion. You know, somebody telling you something you're not sure about, you know, hey, let me check with the Motor Man and find out. This is the only, you know, work I've had all my life, playing around with motors and cars and boats and airplanes and motorcycles and lawnmowers and weed whackers and tractors. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But first, let me give you the numbers. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. Or 800-222-5222. Or 800-222-KABC. All of those are the same number. Well, folks, I put the romance back into all types of vehicles. Yes, regardless what they may be. I did some flying this week. So if you want to talk about some airplanes, we'll talk airplanes. You want to learn to fly? I'll give you a little advice on how to learn to fly and what to do. You certainly enjoy it. You're never too old to learn to fly an airplane. It's easier than driving a car. There's no signs up there, no speed limit signs, and not much traffic either. So anyway, I do put the romance back into all types of vehicles. And yes, I have a motto. My motto is I have a passion, the big passion for sharing with you the information I've accumulated over the last few years. You know, whatever happens, do not lose hold of the two main ropes of life, hope and faith. And that's what I try to live by, if we can. So anyway, being cheerful keeps you healthy. Enough of that. Let's have some fun today. It is fun day. You know, it is a lifestyle show. I consider it a lifestyle show. And it's not a BS show. It's a CS show, where it's customer service and, above all, I think, common sense. And I try to be the happy motor man. And it's a people show, whatever it is, but I love the ladies to call in. I love the ladies. Yes, I do. And so let's just have some fun today. And Frank's got some nice jokes. And say good morning to Frank Taylor sitting in yonder there. Good morning, my friend. You're my friend there. Yeah. You fly my plane, you be sure to put the fuel in it. Last time you didn't put fuel in it. And so, yeah, leaked out with you flying. I hear that speed that you're going there. And also taking your phone calls of 1-800-222-5222. Wow, man, got lipstick on. Everything looking good this morning. This,
yeah, baby.
Hybrid Audrey. So let's have some fun, folks. Hybrid Audrey. Audrey, get me all concerned. I was just reading a story about Elon Musk here. Elon Musk is sending a heavy rocket into space called the Heavy, and he's got a payload in there. It's going to be the fastest car in the world, he says. It's going to be a Tesla. He's sending a Tesla up in space, a cherry red Tesla. It's going to be cruising around the world, I guess I should say the world, the universe. So he's always got something going. I tell you, he's got something going all the time. Anyway, let's get this show on the road. Let's have some fun. I'm just in the mood to have a good time today. I need a good time. So let's start off. I can go on and on with news and things there, but above all, let's have some fun. It is fun day. Let's see. We're going to go to Louis. Welcome to the program in Santa Ana. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kaplan. You sound like a teenager today.
I am a teenager, man. You don't ever want to grow up. You just don't want to grow up.
Well, we're living in a nice community here. These homes are worth maybe $600,000 to $700,000, but lately there's been a number of houses opening up small-time garages
Working on cars in their garages?
Body shops.
That's illegal.
Cars all over the place, testing them within the neighborhood. What can we do about it?
I think that's illegal. You need to call, you need to get involved with the city there. You call the city, you know, oil running in the streets, antifreeze in the streets and things going in the drains. That's a no. And that's strictly a no-no as far as working on cars. If it's your own car, I think you could work on it. To work on cars, use the street for parking, and while you're making money, it's illegal. In my opinion, it is completely illegal to use the street to park cars and make money on those cars that are sitting in the street. I would call you, councilman, ever who's in your area. I'd call the police department. I'd call everybody. I wouldn't want that in my neighborhood. I don't mind, you know, a guy washing his car or fixing his own car or something like that. But when he's constantly going and contaminating the drain systems, things of this nature, no. I would do something about it right away. It ruins the neighborhood, number one, and it's not right.
They've called a number of organizations. One in particular says you have to see an exchange of money, and no one has seen that yet.
Well, I tell you, body work, when they sanding, you know, if you don't have painting and the fumes are going into the air without a paint booth and sanding and the dust is going in the air, that's number one. That's a health issue right there.
That's a health and safety issue. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I would contact I would definitely get involved in that right away. Right away. I'd call police departments. I'd go down to City Hall. I would do everything in my power to stop that type of thing because it is a health and safety issue, in my opinion.
All right. Go to the government. Okay.
Let me know what happens, Louis. That's really a serious problem. So let me know what happens there. And thanks so much for your call. And that leaves the line open at 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go and speak to Tom. Tom in Torrance. Tom, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Leon. I'd like to ask you, how did Louie get in front of me, man? Did he stay up all night?
Oh, I just hit the wrong button. That's my fault.
No, I'm just kidding, man.
No, you're not kidding. It was my fault. And what it was is at the top, and I'm just scanning up the computer here and looking, and I just hit the wrong button. But I really meant to hit yours first. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to apologize to me. I'm working on my truck out in the driveway this morning.
Uh-oh.
And this is the first time in a long time. I'm putting a starter on my Chevy truck.
Right.
It's a 97 Chevy 2500 with a 350 motor.
Okay.
And I wonder if there's any trick to it. If you just cram that sucker in there and bolt it down.
Well, I think on that model, it's got three bolts holded up to the block, if I'm not mistaken.
It's got two.
Two bolts. And then it should have a little bracket at the very end of it. That goes on this little screw in the back. And it may have a shim. Some of those, when you remove the starter, they'll have a shim where the two bolts go to the block.
This one didn't have shims. Okay. I took it off last night.
Okay, then you'd be fine. It's just sometimes you have to shim those, and they'll come with a shim. If there's no shim there, a shim, folks, is just a little thin piece of metal there that lowers the starter down if it gets too close to the flywheel where one gear comes in contact with the other. No, it's nothing.
Okay, so
there's nothing.
You just muscle it in there.
That's right. Just muscle it in there and And those are special bolts. Make sure you use the same bolts that came out of the other one because those are special bolts that line up the start. If you look at those bolts, they got a shoulder at the very bottom end of it.
And
so make sure you use those bolts. Don't put another type of bolt in. Use the same.
I don't have a bolt long enough. Those are pretty long bolts.
Well, I've seen people come in the shop and they've lost them and they just go to a hardware store or something and buy some special bolts. So make sure you use the same bolts and you'll be in good shape, my friend.
Okay, if I can't do it, I'm going to call back and cry.
Yeah, call back. I'm good at that. I'm good at crying, so you can call me anytime.
I was going to use a girl voice. You were talking about how you like the women to call you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, hi, Leon. Good morning.
There you go. That sounds a lot better. That sounds good. You're not, well, never mind. You're not.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go stick the radio underneath my truck and listen to you while I grunt and groan.
All right. Have fun. It'll be easy.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. That leaves a line open at 1-800-222-KABC. Oh, let's see. When we come back, we'll be speaking with, I'll be speaking with Mike. Yeah, Mike and Adam and Arthur, we've got a line open at 1-800-222-KABC. But first, folks, you know, if you had a good year this year, let me ask, if you had a good year, then you need the best vehicle on the road. Or maybe I say the best and fun vehicle. And what I'd like for you to do is go to Porsche Downtown LA, you know. You know, I've had a long conversation with that GM, Victor. You've heard me mention it many times, and I really like what he shared with me. Family owned and operated for 49 years, Victor and his team have made it their mission to be the automotive home of the Porsche drivers in all of Los Angeles by providing them with a vast selection of new and used vehicles, exceptional car care, and legendary customer service with a big, big smile. Now, lots of people claim to give their customer service, but Porsche Downtown LA takes great, and I say that sincerely, great pride in their customers. They have a very high proficiency, or percentage, I should say, proficiency as well, but they have a very high percentage of return and referral customers. And that means great selections and great customer service. So go down to Porsche Downtown LA and meet Victor and his beautiful team. And he does have some beautiful teams there. You'll be very glad you did. And tell them the Motorman sent you. They're freeway close. Motorman Downtown LA is located just 4 blocks of Staples Center on Figueroa. It's very easy to buy or lease your next car at Porsche Downtown LA. Go down and look at those beautiful cars. The Porsche 911, the beautiful body style, and I've got to get down there and look at that 911 GT2 RS. If you're looking for the ultimate car to drive, if you're lucky to get that car, that is a car. The Panamera SUV, the Cayenne SUV. No, the Panamera is a sedan. I'm sorry. Panamera is a beautiful, beautiful sedan. The SUV is a Cayenne, and then the Macan, I should call it. Those cars are just drop dead gorgeous. Just when you're there, just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
What you gonna do
on the next episode?
It's Peter Tilden on the next Peter Tilden at 10. Well, it looks like Wynn casino shares have dropped based on allegations of sexual misconduct by Steve Wynn. Why is the Stormy Daniels story just coming out now? Why now? And also, what happened at the Grammys? All of that more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Folks keep asking me how KFC can afford to fit 2 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, taters and gravy, a biscuit, a medium drink, and a cookie into my KFC $5 fill-ups and still sell them for just $5. Well, I saved a little money by only paying for 25 seconds of this here 30-second commercial. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply.
You need someone to look at your heating and air system, right, Mom?
Yes.
Listen to this. I found it on the testimonials page for the Smell Good Plumbers at MikeDiamond.com. It says, Dear Mr. Diamond, I was told you're a good boss. And I think you have the best technician. He did great work. I tried to help lift the furnace, but he wouldn't let me. So I talked his arms off. I talked too much, but he loved it. And I loved his professional yet friendly manner. How about that? You better keep him happy. He did a beautiful job putting in the furnace. Put me on his call list. I only want him.
Sounds like she found herself a friend.
I don't know, but she definitely found herself a good repairman. And lots of others have too. Read some of these.
I'm Mike Diamond. I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free. Read some of the testimonials and book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com. Contractor's license number 399-170.
Your friends at Leon Transmissions are bringing you another helpful hint. What do you know about warranties? Well, a warranty is only as good as the company that stands behind it. You know, do they have an excellent reputation? When selecting your repair facility, consider how many years that they've been in business. Are they going to be there to back the warranty up? Make sure your warranty is in writing. Is your warranty good nationwide? Ask how the warranty is administered. Always know the restrictions and limitations of the warranty before authorizing the work. You may have, you know, identical warranties for time and mileage, but they still can be very, very different. For more information, go to leonstransmission.com, or for your transmission needs, go to any one of the Leon's Transmissions 8 locations. They're in Oxnard, Thousand Oaks, Reseda, Garden Grove, La Mirada, Canyon Country, Costa Mesa, and Glendale. All you have to do is just tell them Leon the Motorman sent you.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Truck driving. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the one and only Motor Man Show. Sitting in the Motor Man Studios here, beautiful Motor Man Studios here that Frank sort of decorated. You did a good job, Frank. It's just beautiful there. Okay, the KABC Talk Radio time is 8:22 on a beautiful Sunday morning. Back to the phones we go, and we're going to go speak to, let's see where he's at there, Adam. Adam, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Leon.
How can I help you, my friend?
My condolences for your wife, Dixie Bell, that's passed late last year.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I was wondering, yeah, you know what? A lot of people would have loved to have had your type of relationship with somebody. I know you guys had a very special one.
It was special. Yeah, it was. Anyway, how can I help you, my friend?
All right. I'd like to get a luxury car that's like your... driving your couch down the road. There's no more bench seats, I guess, in these new cars, huh?
Not in the front much anymore. I'm trying to think. Chevrolet had one, but I think they stopped building that car, one of the Impala. But no, most of it's bucket seats because all the controls, the gear shifts, and the knobs are all in the center console now. But they have a beautiful back seat. Beautiful back
seat. So I'm thinking about a S560. Have you had a chance to drive that new S560?
Yeah, they got the 4 series, the 4, their twin turbocharged. It is probably, without a doubt, and I'm not saying this because Fletcher Jones is an advertiser on my show, and I'm a friend of Fletcher Jones, is probably the best car on the road today, in my opinion. That's the ultimate, in my opinion. I mean, unless you want to go to Rolls-Royce and Bentley, and I still think that S-Class is better. That's a top of the line. That's riding in pure luxury. Now you can.
Yeah, I think I want to pull the trigger on that S560 because it looks. I just love the body style.
It's gorgeous and it rides so nice. Now don't get the one with the low profile tires and all the. Just get the standard one, and you don't even need to get the 560 unless you want the 4 series. Is still the 4.
No, I like to put my foot in the gas and go. You know.
Hey, you're a man after my own heart there, but. Yeah, the S-Class is, without a doubt, in my opinion, the top of the line. That it don't get any better.
Do you think if you should get the AMG package? That's usually with them.
Well, that gets the performance and the special wheels, special exhaust system, everything, especially a special engine as well. So the engine's got more power and performance there. And that's strictly up to you. Now, me, I probably would get something like that, but you'll pay a lot extra for it, too. So if you've had a good year, go for it.
Only live once, Leon.
That's what I was getting ready to say. This is no dress rehearsal, folks. I found that out. This is it.
That's right. There's no dress rehearsal. When the curtains are closed, they're closed.
Well, also, a friend of mine used to tell me you've never seen a Brinks truck following a hearse, so might as well enjoy yourself.
Right.
You have a great day, my friend. Good luck with that vehicle. You'll enjoy it. You really will enjoy that vehicle.
And thank you, Leon.
And I thank you very much for the call. And that leaves a line open at 1-800-222-KABC. I mean, agree or disagree, folks. You can give me a call, and we'll talk about it. Let's go and speak to in Laguna Woods. Let's go and speak to Mike. Mike, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Motorman. Boy, I thought that last entrance was going to be for me. I'm a retired truck driver, 34 years, with 3.2 million accident-free miles, and you brought me many, many joyous Sunday mornings, my friend.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much. I just love doing this, and I hope we can keep doing it, and I enjoy helping people. I don't know why I've turned this thing into my goal in life is to help teach kids, maybe work with a lot of law enforcement to help people drive safer and do safer things. So that's
oh, yeah, absolutely. So my question was, I've got a 2014 Ford Fiesta ST, the turbocharged model.
Uh-huh.
Most fun car I've ever owned in my life. I've driven a lot of cars and motorcycles. Anyway, I went from the 2.25-inch stock exhaust system from MBRP. I put a 3-inch system on it all the way back, and I have a little drop-in air cleaner, and that's about it. So every time, ever since they put the exhaust on, I even called them. They have no idea what the problem is. This only happens when I fuel my car. When I fuel my car up, and then I start it, and I pull it to the light, it'll be idling at 900 RPMs, and then all of a sudden it'll drop to 400 and jump back up, almost like a misfire. And it'll do it a couple times, and then after I drive it a couple of minutes, it never does it again. And the whole 300 miles of that tank of gas, it will never, ever do that. It only does it after I refuel my car.
It's getting some kind of fuel in the evap system. I would have somebody check. They call the evap. You got a bad connection there, but I want to mention the evap. It's the evaporative system. It brings in the fumes from the tank to the engine. And maybe when they put the exhaust system, they may have pinched a hose or disconnected something. Is the check engine light on?
No, that never comes on.
Okay, but I would have them check the evap system, and only when they fill it up. The purpose of the evaporative system, we call it evap in the business, but it's an evaporative system that brings the fumes out of the tank and reburns them so that does not go out into the atmosphere. That's like when you're putting fuel in your car, you got that rubber accordion thing, it takes the fumes that's coming out of your tank and back into the tank in the ground. So, and that's what it's doing in your car. So I would have someone, I mean, if it me, I'd raise it up and have somebody check the evaporative system, make sure all the hoses are connected and none of them are crimped or anything of this nature. And I think that's what's causing your problem.
Right. See, because I have the capless gas filter. You can't stick an Oklahoma credit card in here. You can't get a hose in there. It only accepts a gas nozzle.
That's correct. You should have an adapter to, in case it runs out of gas, like a funnel that came with the car, so you can put it in if you had to pour gas into it. If it ran out, I know my Corvette's got the same thing, but it does have a special little funnel that's the same nozzle that'll go in, so in case I had to pour a gallon of gas in that car. So somewhere in that car, you should have a funnel just in case you ran out of fuel. And I'm going to have to run. Okay. We got a bad connection there.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry to hear about your Dixie Bell, and you're a great man, and I love you, sir. And
I love you as well. I love everybody. All you guys. All my radio listeners are the best in the world, in my opinion. I love
you
all. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye now. Take care.
Okay, that leaves the line open at 1-800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-KABC, the numbers to get in. We come back. We'll be speaking with the author and Richard. and Jeff and Blake, and we'll have some more fun. But first, folks, if any of you, news, I started off. Frank just got off. Frank, don't be mad at me. I made a mistake. First mistake I've ever made. Folks, more of the Motor Man Show. Crank her up, Frank. I apologize.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A suspect and a California Highway Patrol officer were injured early today during an exchange of gunfire in Dana Point. Red flag warnings remain in effect as strong and gusty Santa Ana winds continue across much of Los Angeles and Ventura counties through noon tomorrow. Damaging wind gusts of up to 65 miles an hour are expected in the mountains, including the Santa Monica Range. It was 32 years ago today that the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds after takeoff, disintegrating over the Atlantic Ocean, killing all 7 crew members aboard. The tragedy forced NASA to ground the Space Shuttle fleet for nearly 3 years. And the Grammy Awards are on tap for tonight in New York, the first time they've been held in the Big Apple in 15 years. KABC SoCal weather, red flag warnings in effect, sunny highs around 80 at the beaches, mid to upper 80s inland. I'm Gary Garris and Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
They know words, the best words. They're like really, really smart. And this Tuesday, they'll address the nation.
Whoa, wait, like us?
Who do you think they're talking about? They're not talking about Doug and Leanne.
Jillian Barbary and John Phillips get you ready for the State of the Union at 5. Then, President Trump delivers what is sure to be the best State of the Union address ever at 6. Followed immediately by the Kings and Stars in Progress. The Drive Home. The Don. And the Kings.
Wait, what? Don King is going to be... What?
What are you talking about, girl?
No one covers the State of the Union like Talk Radio.
Okay, folks.
790 KABC.
Oh, I started again. Oh, Frank, you're throwing a curve at me there. If any of you need a fantastic paint or body shop, I want to recommend California West Coast Paint and Body. They've been in business since 1978, and many of their technicians have been with California West Coast Paint and Body for well over, I guess, 25 years or better now. My friend Sean, and he is a friend. I hear that a lot of hosts mention that, but he is a real friend who manages this very classy operations, always telling me, tell all your listeners, friends, family, everything, that they can rest very easy dropping it off at California West Coast Paint and Body. And when you pick it up, the workmanship will show that it is of the highest quality for a very fair price. They can work on any make or model. I trust them to get the job done right. I've had dozens of listeners call into my shows telling me that they have been completely satisfied with their experience and felt that they've got custom work at a great, great price. California West Coast Paint and Body also does classic car restoration and custom paint jobs. If you haven't found a body shop that you can really rely on, why not go where I go? California West Coast Paint and Body. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Their phone number is 323-933-5618. And their website is cawestcoastpaintandbody.com. cawestcoastpaintandbody.com. And I will throw in their address from memory, 5060 Venice Boulevard, 5060 Venice Boulevard. That's one block west of La Brea. On the south side of the street, freeway closed. That number again, their phone number is 323-933-5618. 323-933-5618, and let them know that the one and only Motor Man sent you.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. In 2017, over 9,000 Southern Californians made their Mercedes-Benz dreams come true at Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. I'm proud to say we're still the number one dealership for the 19th consecutive year. If you missed our December winter event, you're still in luck.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is kicking off our giant 26th anniversary pre-owned sale going on now.
Only two of us will know you're not driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz, and we're not talking.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Call 866-827-8910 for details.
Staying healthy is difficult. You've got health questions, I've got health answers. I'm Dr. Bob Martz, and tune into my show Sunday morning at 10, right after the Motorman. Sponsored by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Chia Omega at finer health food stores.
The Sid Levine Show, fame and fortune in Hollywood. Sid Levine, owner of the Levine Agency for 31 years, shares his wealth of knowledge for all to hear. A must listen if you're trying to make it in Hollywood. Tune in every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Give us your 2 cents without spending a dime. Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Well, that Jimmy Lee was hooking round the far turn of a bucket, so the thought of dirt track. He had mud caked on his goggles and a screaming 350 sack up on his back.
Yeah, welcome well, back, everyone, to the Motor Man Show.
You know,
caller back was talking about the, wanting to get an S-Class Mercedes, and I just heard the Fletcher Jones where I purchase my cars and recommend people to get them is Fletcher Jones. See Paul Kraft. Paul Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. He will give you a special price and a special deal. I can assure you of that from Fletcher Jones. His phone number is 949-718-3090. 949-718-3090. That'll take you right to Paul Kraft. Just tell him the Motor Man sent you there. Also, before I go, and I wanted to mention, I've kept it a secret for a long time. I just heard on the news, the Challenger, you know, had a little accident this day 33 years ago. And on the shuttle, the Challenger. And that was the Civilian and Space Program. Well, 33 years ago, as most of you know, I'm a flyer. I love flying, and I wanted to go up, and I applied for the space program to be in space. And since that one, I guess, blew up, and they stopped the civilian in space program. But while it was going on, and I've got a nice certificate, you know, from NASA, of telling me and thanking me for involved. I had Michael Jackson and all my entertainers write letters for me, and they narrowed it down to 100. I wasn't the one that was picked, but they narrowed it down to 100. I was one of the 100s to go up in space. And then that day it blew up. Michael Jackson was on the air here, and he had me here with Chuck Yeager. And Chuck Yeager, we did radio shows all over the country, and they would ask me, did anything change my mind if I was selected to be the next civilian in space? And I said, absolutely not. I'd go today. And I told that all over the country. And probably, even though it's 33 years ago, I'm a little older, I'd still go today. I would love to go, and I figured I could be the one that would broadcast back what's actually going on. But I just wanted to tell you that story, which is a true story. I got the certificate from NASA, but I wasn't the one, but he narrowed it down to 100 for me to go in space. I thought that was very special, and I cherish that completely, but I would have gone in a heartbeat. Okay, let's go back to the phone. I hope I pronounced the name correctly. Gustavia?
Gustavo.
Gustavo. I'm sorry. I knew I would mess it up.
I'm an old timer also.
I apologize about that.
Oh, that's okay.
How can I help you?
Good morning, Mr. Mutterman. I'm a long time listener.
Thank you.
And my problem is, I hope you can help me. Okay. I don't have the Jeep here, but it's a 2006 Grand Cherokee.
Okay.
It's in Belize. It's giving me trouble with the shifter. It has an electronic shifter.
Wait a minute. It's giving you trouble with I didn't understand the...
The shifter? It's an electronic shifter.
Right, okay.
Occasionally it used to go into neutral while you're driving. And sometimes it go into lower gear. So what I did is clean the module, and it remedied the problem, but now it just goes into drive and it doesn't shift into a higher gear.
If I'm not mistaken, and I have made a mistake once before, that may be under warranty because that was a problem with the Jeep Cherokees. And I don't know if you recall, there was one actor where he parked his car and it went in reverse and backed into him. Now, I don't know whether it was the same.
I know that is not the problem. The problem is it just goes into drive and then it doesn't go into a higher gear like overdrive. And the problem is I don't have the car here. I have it in Belize.
Belize. Well, you have a hard time taking it to a dealer here, but
yes, I know there's no dealer over there.
But it's got yeah. If it goes in all the gears properly, it just doesn't go into overdrive, then there's a problem in the transmission with one of the sensors in the transmission. That's electronic that causes it to go into overdrive. Now, if it goes into reverse and park and all of those, that means the shifter's right. But it may be a sensor on the transmission that's causing that to not go into overdrive transmission. So into transmission mode, into the overdrives. You know, years ago, overdrive was a thing of the past. I mean, back in the 50s, well, actually the 30s and 40s, you could get a car and then you had to add overdrive. They used to have one called a Columbia overdrive. Some of you older folks may remember that. But then they did away with it for years and years and years, and now they brought it back to save gas mileage. So I would have them, when you take it back, have them go check the sensors in the transmission, and I think that's where you'll find the problem. And thanks so much for your call. I appreciate the call. Let's go. I appreciate all the calls. Let's go. Okay, Arthur is next. Arthur, welcome to the program. Boyle Heights, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and good morning to you. I would like to speak to you on a 72 Dodge B100 van.
The B100, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ram, and, Dodge Ram.
Yes, sir. Had it since. Bought it new. Having problems with it, though. I got a sending unit that's not really registering properly.
You mean fuel gauge unit? Is that what you're talking about?
It slides right out of the rear of the gas tank.
Okay, so it's a fuel, okay, sending unit you're talking about. Because they got an oil sending unit. They got lots of sending units. I just want to make it clear what I'm talking about, and so our listeners will know what we're talking about.
Okay.
So it's a fuel sending unit for your gas tank.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what's the problem?
Can't seem to get it to operate properly. It doesn't really register properly. And,
I'm losing you here. When you say you put a new one in, you've already replaced it?
Well, no, you see, the problem is that everything seems to be obsolete for those parts nowadays.
That's correct.
I had to go do a little hunting, and I found one out of a 71, and everything seems to be functioning properly, except I think it might be an electrical problem, and I got a hot wire going in there. And
well, here's how you tell if it's an electrical problem in your particular vehicle. You take the wire. You should have only one gut wire hooking up to the unit at the gas tank.
And, that's right.
Okay. You take that wire, have somebody sit in the vehicle and ground that wire. Just ground it and take it off of the unit and ground it. It should go to full. And then when you take the wire off of ground, it should go down to empty. That's telling me that everything from there to the gauge is working properly, and it's not the gauge. Now, it may be the unit in the tank. Now, they make an aftermarket unit that you could put in that tank, but you have to adjust it the same way. And see, the arm, it's nothing more inside the tank than a float. And if some people to know what I'm talking about, it's like your toilet bowl. If you take the tank, the lid off the tank in your toilet, you see a float there that cuts the water off when you flush the toilet. And therefore, it's in the tank. It's the same thing. There's a float. It goes down, and it gives a reading of where on your gauge, whether it's half tank, quarter tank, or full. So there could be a problem with that float assembly that's creating the problem. If you did the things I'm talking about by grounding that wire and see if it goes to full. Now, if it doesn't, then you got a problem possibly at the gauge, and it's not at the tank. That's how you can tell from the tank to the gauge if that's working properly. And so that's what you got to look into.
All right. I'll check that out.
All right. Check it out, and that will help you out guaranteed. Guaranteed. Well, let's see. Who was next here? We'll go to Arthur. Let's go to Richard, was waiting patiently there. Richard, it's your turn with the Motor Man. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend Leon, and I'm in La Quinta, unfortunately, to bury my mom. No bugs. It's great. It's actually better than Hawaii here. Enjoying your show.
Beautiful. And I'm sorry about your mom. It's a big loss as well.
Hey, we're only here for a short time, I guess. So luckily, we live in California, which is not a bad place.
No, it's only we had been taxed to death here.
That's what a little crowded. That's California's a little crowded.
I've got a story here. I haven't had a chance to tell you about that. Somebody talking about driving. He used to live here, and then he moved here or came to visit, and he talked about all the problems with driving in Southern California. Nobody uses the signal lights, and everybody's on cell phones, and then he goes on and on.
Yeah, that's right.
Find the article. I'll look for it in a minute. But it says people, the speed limit, they drive at 80. They tailgate. Right on your bumper. It says, boy, it's scary to drive.
And the answer is not self-driving cars. I think Frank would even agree with that.
It'd
be worse. Can you imagine everybody in Southern California with self-driving cars with the traffic there?
That's right. It would be it would be a complete mess. Can I run a quick joke by you? Can I run a quick joke by you? Frank is upset. He just said over my headset to use a joke. He said, you seem like a nice guy that I could use a joke with. So here's a joke. Why did the lion lose at poker? Poker. I guess a game.
Poker?
Yeah, poker. Why did the lion lose at poker?
He's playing poker.
Right.
I don't know.
Because he was playing with a cheetah.
Okay, that's good. Smile's always good, but self-driving cars, man, I don't think so.
It's not going to happen, you know? In my opinion. Self-driving cars.
One quick thing about my 2008 Nissan Maxima. I haven't changed the tires yet, but already, man, $900 for a new axle, a new front wheel bearing, that's been changed. The thing still whines when you get above 40 miles an hour, the front end whines. I still have 20,000 miles till I hit 100,000. I have 100,000 warranty on the transmission. What do you think?
Well, when you say why, I don't know whether it's a wheel bearing we're talking about since it's a Maxima.
I already changed the wheel bearing. I already changed the front axle for this whining noise when you drive. And now they're telling me that, you know.
It's a differential
the
then.
Tires, but.
Well, it's either the tires or we rotate the tires, see if that change, put the backs on the front.
Do the tires make a whining gear noise?
They can. Yes, they can.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard of it. Anyway.
Here's what to do.
You're a star.
Hold on. Rub your hands over the tire and see if you feel like the tire is wavy or lumpy. If it is, that's creating the noise. If it's really
there's steel belt in there, right?
Yes, but that's got nothing to do with it right now.
And they could be deformed. The steel could be deformed.
No, it's not going to be deformed. It's going to be the rubber deformed.
Rubber would cause the problem.
That's correct. And it may be a differential.
You're great, man. You're a star. You're a Hollywood star.
No, I'm not a star. I'm just having fun. Just having fun, my friend.
Likewise.
All right. You take care of yourself, and you have a
aloha.
Great day. Aloha is right. That's beautiful Hawaii. Okay, 1-800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-KABC. Okay, folks, can you believe? It's a new year already, and my friends at Budget Car Sales had a great year. So they want to start 2018 with a big, huge savings to all of my listeners. So now through the end of the month, you will get to save thousands and thousands of dollars on their already low, low price. You will also be, you know, able to take advantage of not having to make any payments until April of 2018. Yes, that's right. No payments till 2018 on approved credit. Budget makes buying a vehicle very, very easy. That's why I recommend Budget Car Sales for your next car purchase. A normal transaction at a dealership is around 4 to 5 hours, but Budget gets you in and out in less than an hour with red carpet delivery service. That's right, red carpet delivery service. So why not give them a call? Call them right now. They're available. They're at 562-407-2800. That's 562-407-2800. Budget offers on-the-spot financing on approved credit and will even take your trade-in. Budget only sells certified, checked-out vehicles with low, low miles that are still under full factory warranty, so there's absolutely no worries.
you can rest assured that you're getting a clean car with a great history behind it. So call Budget today, 562-407-2800. That's 562-407-2800. There simply isn't a better place to buy your next vehicle. All you have to do is just tell them the one and only Motor Man sent you.
President Trump was up and tweeting early this morning about rapper Jay-Z. He writes, "Our economy is better than it has been in decades, and somebody please inform Jay-Z that because of my policies, black unemployment has just been reported to be at the lowest rate ever recorded." Jay-Z has been critical of Trump recently, including in a recent CNN interview.
Somewhere along his lineage, something happened to him.
Something happened to him,
and he's in pain, and he's, like, expressing it in this sort of way.
Correspondent Dan Merica reports the president also tweeted about immigration.
"I have offered DACA a wonderful deal, including a doubling in the number of recipients and a 12-year pathway to citizenship for two reasons, because the Republicans want to fix a long-time terrible problem, two, to show that Democrats do not want to solve DACA."
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio fired his chief of staff late last night after hearing credible allegations of improper conduct. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You're going to feel better if you talk to
him. Who?
Dr. Drew.
You know what made me crazy? When people went on smoke breaks, I thought that was so unfair. They just disappear for 10 minutes. And I can't disappear because I don't smoke. Sorry, I take care of my health, and I don't get that extra break. It used to make me furious.
Wow, you're an envious, bitter person, Laura. I didn't know that.
Dr. Drew. Midday Lives. Now with Lauren Savant. Noon to 3 on KABC.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week will be the bitterest State of the Union in living memory. Booing, boycotts, bashing, and more.
Harassing Hillary?
And welcome to California, where passing out a plastic straw is a bigger crime than shoplifting.
On the next McIntyre in the Morning, get smart 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
Come on, it's Macy's Super Saturday Sale.
Wait, I thought we were going tomorrow.
See, you never listen to anything I say.
Sure I do.
You don't. Look, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Luggage sets are on sale.
Packable down jackets, boots for me. We really should get to Macy's now.
Ooh, big savings on designer men's suit separates, too. You know, we really should get to Macy's now.
I just said that.
Wait, you did? When?
Ugh.
Save right now at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Slow it down. Everybody's driving too fast. There's nothing but accidents every morning. You get on the freeway, everybody's driving too fast. They can't stop. The tailgating is when you hear all these accidents are running in the back of one another. Yeah, weaving in and out of traffic. I tell you, I think we may have the worst drivers in the world. I don't know. It's just that the traffic is so bad. Everybody's in a rush and going nowhere. It's just absolutely amazing. You got all this luxury in your vehicles now. Sit back and relax and just take it easy. And just, well, trucks are the hottest thing on the market today. Well, Ford's coming out in 2019 with the Ford Ranger, and it just talks about all the other products, you know, companies are coming out with trucks. But this is not a truck. The Corvette, the 20, some of you, Frank probably has already ordered one of these. He asked me to get him one, and so I will get you one, Frank.
That is not true.
Corvette, the 2019 Corvette ZR1 is the fastest, most powerful, officially the loudest production car GM, General Motors, has ever built. Wow, Frank, you can get that. The L LT5 shares many parts with the Z06, the LT4, which I have. I just can't imagine the car any faster than what I got. But I don't recommend cars, it's, you know, going fast. And well, Dodge Demon is, it just goes in a straight line. That's all that is. But, you know, Corvette is a nice automobile. It's a nice automobile, really nice car. Okay, let's go back to the phones and have some fun. Let's go and speak to Jeff. He's been waiting very patiently. Jeff, can I run a joke by you? Frank says I've only did one this hour.
Absolutely, but make sure it's funny.
God, that I can't guarantee. I got a lot of heat last week. Because Frank, you read a joke last week, something about a pizza and some kind of animal it heats up or something. And boy, I got nothing. Look at what you said last week. I don't know. I forgot what it was. They didn't like it. It was sort of ashamed of you to say something when you put a animal or something. I can't remember the name of the animal in a pizza in the oven. But what squeals, or I don't know what it is. Anyway, what do you get if you cross a telephone with an iron? What do you get when what do you get when you cross a telephone with an iron? A smooth operator.
A smooth operator, huh?
come on, Frank. Okay. That was all. Yeah, you blame it on somebody else, Frank.
All right. Not your fault, Leon.
I know. How can I help you, my friend?
Leon, I inherited from my mother. She passed away a 2002 Lexus ES300 with about 44,000 miles on it. Now, I have a place to start on it a couple of years ago, and maybe I'm a little front-end work. That's about it. Now I'm told that I should spend about $1,000 or more replacing the serpentine and the timing belts. And I guess that would be because it wouldn't be because of the miles. Obviously, it'd be a potential
drawing.
And my concern is if I put in that kind of money in 2002, I'm going to drive it once in a while. Am I just looking at it for a car that age, 16 years old? I'm wondering, and I'm just, you know, looking at a potential money pit there.
No, you're not looking at a money pit. This is just what they recommend. Probably you could get by with doing nothing. If it's only got 44,000 miles, no tune-up is necessary. You should. The problem is with the serpentine belt. If that were to go bad, then there's what we call a clearance engine and a non-clearance engine. If the belt breaks, and then it would bend the valves, and then you've got $1,000, $2,000 repair bill. If you put a serpentine belt on, you probably only got maybe $500 repair bill. And that's the only thing I would probably suggest at this time. And you don't probably, you know, they recommend 5 years, 5-6 years, probably it'll be okay. Has it been garaged?
Yes, most of the time. And we're talking serpentine, and we're talking the timing belt also here.
Yeah, the timing belt is what I'm talking about. The serpentine belt is, you know, you can look at those and see if it's got cracks in it. That's exposed. The timing belt is not exposed. So that's why I was saying probably could get by with as little as you drive. As long as you're not going to take it on any trips, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but I want to feel confident that I could take it around the world if I had to. So
I would change the serpentine. I would change the belts. I would change the belts, especially the timing belt. The timing belt and the serpentine belt. I got to remove that anyway to put the timing belt on. So that's easily done. And then what would be the what was the other question?
Well, if I should keep it, I mean, because I'm put $1,000 in it now. I'll drive it occasionally, but that's fine. But I'm just wondering what else is down the line for me that I don't know. I just don't know.
I would keep the car and put the money into it. It'll be a good second car for you. And unless you just want to sell and get rid of it, I would put the money into it. And I think it'll be an excellent car. And it's a good car. It's the same as the Toyota. And so it would be a very, very good car. So in my opinion, if you need a second car, I would keep the car. And thanks so much for your call. God, the first hour's gone by so fast. Blake and David and another Jeff and Alex. And I'll get to your calls as soon as possible. More of the one and only Motor Man Show coming up next. Let me be your first opinion and second opinion. All that coming up.